Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TazzCast. I'm Jake.
And I'm Derek.
And today, we are going to drink beer.
All kinds of beer, actually, dude. We got some samplers, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
When you put it like that, it almost makes it sound like we're trying
to
create a show.
We did. Yeah, we tried a little bit this week.
You had a tip.
I do have a tip. If we have time, stick around to the end. We always give them out in the end. You know that. It's how to get out of voting in the up-and-coming presidential election.
Great tip. I know there's a lot of people that are on the fence.
Yep.
Or on the Pence or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't keep up with that stuff.
So don't skip through it. Just listen to the end.
I'm actually eager to hear this.
Yeah.
So with that, let's just get the fuck into the show. All right. We're back to the show. Like the real show. Not just talk about Star Wars.
We're back to the actual TazzCast.
So we're going to do actual TazzCast shit.
Yeah.
Like WPD. So what'd you W?
Oh, what did I watch? I watched some Always Sunny in Philadelphia again. Like the 13th or 14th, I forget which season. Last one.
There's a lot.
Yeah, because Hulu just put up the new season. They're not watchable yet,
but they're on there.
They're all on there and you can like read the synopsis of them.
So now I got to redo my Hulu again.
Yep.
So I can watch that. So let me know when it drops, I guess.
Will do.
I watched a bunch of things.
What'd you watch?
I watched I'm just gonna say one.
Oh.
I watched The Irishman.
Ooh.
Which
it's good.
It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't think it needed to be 3 hours long or whatever the fuck it is. I think they probably could have trimmed a little bit and it would have been the same movie. But overall I liked it. It didn't feel like it was 3 hours long.
No, it was fine. It wasn't slow at all for me.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I did watch?
What?
I'll save it.
Okay.
I'll save it for a different one. This is a good one.
What'd you play?
I played some Tarkov again.
Tarkov.
Kind of getting back into it a little bit on the weekends.
Escape from Tarkov, right?
Yep.
Trying to get out still.
Yeah, actually, I was doing that last night, and there was a guy that was... So people that know the game, which are none.
Yeah, not at all.
There's a thing called a scav run where you don't play as your regular guy. You play as like a shitty guy with a shitty gun. And it's like a free life basically to use. So I was playing, kind of just walking around looking for shit. I saw a dude. I was with my buddy who got shot immediately. I got lit up and I was bleeding out and shit. But I managed to fucking crack this dude in the head and instant killed him and got a shit ton of guns and armor and stuff.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. And it was probably the best I've ever done in the game. But I digress.
Yes, thank you.
What'd you pee on?
I peed a little the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, on the arcade. The arcade one-up that I have.
I think that's the only thing you have going for in your life right now.
It's pretty sweet. So never actually beat Turtles in Time at the arcade.
Because it'd be impossible because you'd cost thousands of dollars.
Well, this is what I did. So on the arcade one up, you just push the picture. The picture of the little guy is like adding a coin.
Yeah.
So I pushed it 100 times.
Yep.
Then by the end of the game, saw how many lives I had left, and was like, I wonder. So it, short story, it cost me $11.75 to beat the game.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, but if you're at the arcade.
That'd be a lot of money.
Yeah. So it's like, I could see, like, two dudes, like, both grabbing a five and going, like, let's put $5 into it and see if we can beat it.
Yeah.
And you won it.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, maybe.
But it's hard to put over $10 in an arcade game.
Yeah.
Especially because you don't get anything.
Except the satisfaction.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't even think about it. Because let's say you did that. Let's say you and a buddy put a bunch of, you're like, let's just load it up.
Yeah.
And you both put, like, I don't know. I guess 50 quarters each in.
Ugh.
Right?
It's a lot of quarters.
Yeah. And then you beat the game. What happens? And you have extra lives. It doesn't give you those lives back.
No.
But guess what happens when you beat Turtles in Time?
I don't know.
It goes right back to the first level.
No.
It plays the credits, and then it rolls you into the first level with how many credits you had left.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I had like 60-whatever lives, and it rolled back into the first level. Big Apple, 3 a.m.
Oh. Should have beat it again.
No.
Oh, are you ever going to play it again?
Oh, yeah. And the arcade game came with the other Turtles arcade game too, like the original Turtles arcade, which I haven't beat that one either. So I'll beat that.
You got to put your credits in that.
But once we beat it,
yeah,
then I want to beat both of these. Then we're going to modify it, and we're going to add the Raspberry Pi to it with, like, you know,
all the games,
9,000-ish games,
and the new sticks.
Yep, new sticks, new buttons. Not a new screen. A lot of people add new screens to it, like a bigger one, which it's like slightly bigger.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to go through the hassle of that.
And then what do you do with the old screen?
Well, I have a massive TV I can play my games on if I really want to.
It's more about the cabinet feel.
Yeah. And I like the small screen with the joysticks and everything if I'm trying to play an arcade game. Because I'm not getting that to play fucking Metal Gear with a joystick and buttons.
Why not?
Because that'd be awful.
Yeah.
But you could, we're going to play Gauntlet. We talked about Gauntlet.
Gauntlet's going to be really fun.
I'm going to play Gauntlet on that thing.
I'm really stoked to play NBA Jams.
Yeah, NBA Jams is going to be great.
Because that game
There's
is
tons of
legit.
Just classic arcade games that are going to be super fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, so we're going to mod that together here in a week or so.
Yeah.
Once the package arrives.
Yep.
We had to order it from Pakistan.
Really?
No, Stan. Packing Stan.
Packing Stan.
Yeah, Stan.
Thank you.
This is a guy named Stan online. I don't know. He
Stan the man.
Stuff, so I
Packing Stan the man.
That's what I call him.
Yeah.
I guess people probably are confused and think that I order stuff from Pakistan when I don't.
No.
Packing Stan, guys.
Yep.
So keep look them up.
Gotta
Google
keep them straight. What else do we do?
Oh, drinking.
We do D's.
So drinking's a weird
D's
one
nuts.
This week.
Oh, sorry. What?
The D's a weird one this week because it rolls into the show, we think. This is
2 seconds
before the show, we discuss what we're talking about.
Yes.
And we were going to talk about
D's. So we decided we're going to talk about beer.
Beer.
Because we blew our entire...
So we're drinking beer, by the way.
We're drinking beer.
Drinking is beer, but a bunch of different kinds.
Yeah. So we spent our entire monthly budget on beer, and we're going to drink different beers. Some we have had before, some we have not. We're going to talk about them briefly, and then we will... do whatever the fuck else we do here on the show.
We bought some samplers.
Yeah.
And we're going to just, we're splitting beers and we're just trying a bunch of different kinds.
Yeah. So, I guess the first beer on the list, we've already had a few beers, but this is the first beer that we're going to talk about.
Go for it.
Is called Laughing Fox.
From, I believe it was called New Glarus.
Yeah.
So we had to cross the border into Wisconsin because it's only sold there.
Yes. But now we have it. It's a beer, and you don't like it?
I'm not enjoying it. No, not at all. And we understand that drinking things on a podcast isn't great content, but great content, I mean,
we could be lying.
What we dabble in.
Yeah, we could be just lying about what we're drinking.
Yeah.
But we're not.
No, we're not.
Yeah, so I like this beer a lot.
I don't like it.
I like the mouthfeel.
It's not bad. Like, I like the other...
It's like creamy.
Like, you like... Like, yeah, it's it's definitely not bad for a dark beer. It's probably the best. Okay, it's the best dark beer I've ever had. Is this a dark beer?
Not really.
It looks like
it's darker.
Coca-Cola.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like watered down Coca-Cola.
Slightly.
Yeah, but it's like a little brownish red. It's pretty good. But more importantly.
On to our next beer.
Oh.
Which, this one, I grabbed a sampler pack of a winter sampler pack of it's either UFO or UFO.
I think it's UFO.
It's from Boston, Massachusetts.
Is that a real place?
Well, it says Boston, MA, and Windsor, Vermont.
Oh, so it's a mixed breed.
I guess.
Interesting.
It is employee owned, which.
Well, we know how that goes.
I don't know what that means. A lot of places say employee owned. I feel like it just means you get fucked if you're the employee.
Well, no, it's like.
Like it's just, if the business is doing bad, it's your fault because you own it.
Well, no, it's like the gas stations that all around here that all
they all say employee owned.
Well, yeah, but they were employee owned and then they got sold to a different company, and then all the people that were working there got a paycheck.
Oh,
like a cut.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, let's pour the beer.
Yeah, let's try this UFO, and this is the UFO raspberry.
So I don't know what to expect of this.
You know what? It's going to be better than your fox butt we just had.
Well, that one was pretty good.
I don't know.
Because all these beers seem like they're Weiss beers.
I might have did a little more than halfsies.
Well, you were really excited about this one, so I'm not gonna.
Well, I'm really sorry if I did.
No, you did.
Well, no, that's pretty
close.
You
gave me like an eighth of a beer.
No, that's pretty close to half.
Okay. All right, well, let's try this out. Looks good. It's like kind of cloudy.
You know what? You go first.
All right. This is me trying beer.
He looks gross when he tries beer. What do you think? UFO raspberry?
I think it's a winner.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me...
It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
That is really good. Honestly. And it smells more raspberry than it tastes.
Yeah,
which is great.
I like that kind of thing.
Some of the seltzers overdo it.
Yeah.
We've done the seltzer episode. Some of them just, it's like you're drinking flavor with carbonation, and it's just like, oh, yeah. Woof.
Looking at you, Truly.
Yeah.
Proud sponsor of the show.
Yeah. Anyway, that UFO sampler pack, we've...
There's been hits and misses on this one, I think.
Because what all came? It was a raspberry, a pineapple.
Yep.
A winter blonde coffee.
Yep. And then there was the white one.
White. One was just called white. So we haven't yet had that.
So we'll try
those
in a second.
After the next one.
But yeah, let's get into our next point, besides just being dumbasses talking about
beer. What was our next point? Because we're back to the task cast. This is just a free-flow episode.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about modding a little bit. In particular, your cabinet that we've kind of discussed briefly. But, Derek, I'm a bit of a modder myself.
You are, actually, yeah.
I built a computer.
By the way, I appreciate you saying cabinet. I like that.
What?
Instead of just arcade machine, you called it a cabinet. I like that.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, but that's, most people don't know that.
Well, I don't know that either. I'm just not an idiot.
Oh, that's cool.
Sorry to any of our listeners that are calling it an arcade machine.
Keep going with your...
It's called a cabinet.
With your modding. You're a little bit of a modder yourself.
Yeah. So, the vapes. I got the vape mods.
You do have a lot. You have so many vape pens.
Yeah, and it's going to be illegal in like 3 days.
Think so?
Well, they're banning all the flavors.
Is that happening? Is that like a state-to-state thing?
I think it's just a fucking federal fucking thing. It's pretty fucked up. Yeah.
How can they ban flavor?
Well, because a bunch of people thought that there was an epidemic and that all these 15-year-olds are getting Juuls.
Yeah.
But really what it was is there's a bunch of people between 21 and 65.
Yeah,
they just don't want to have their mouths taste like ash.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And so they're going to make it so there's only tobacco and mint flavors.
Are people getting hurt from like the... People are making shitty ones and that's how people are getting fucked up?
See,
like
a
somebody
lot of
at home?
People have been saying that. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't really know anything.
Right.
And people confuse nicotine vaping with THC vaping.
Ah.
Because they both have the word vaping.
Yes.
So... A bunch of people got sick and died because they were vaping illegal THC vape pod things.
That people make at home?
Yeah. Or like some sink? Fucking, in fucking whatever country.
Pakistan?
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was like a vitamin E thing that like coated the inside of your lungs and you just fucking died.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's super fucked up. But people are like, oh, well, that's killing kids. And it's like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? No.
Hmm.
And there's been a lot of studies done. I don't mean to get on my high horse here, Derek.
Yeah.
That vaping is so much more healthier than cigarettes. And also, you shouldn't vape unless you used to smoke. And I used to smoke a lot.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely cut it back.
I haven't had a cigarette in a long time.
Yeah.
So, but now they're getting rid of the flavors. Now what? I got to either smoke cigarettes or vape nasty flavors?
Ah.
It's upsetting. And that's it. That's it for my segment.
Well, back to your modding.
Back to
besides
actual modding.
Pens.
My computer... I love my computer.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful beast.
Yeah. It's, okay.
You can't see her because she's tucked away. But she's got the lights inside.
Mm-hmm.
The whirly-turly.
This is all stuff you did.
Yeah.
So you modded
it. I bought all the parts and I put it together.
So we're doing the same thing. Just I'm doing it with an arcade cabinet.
Yeah.
Is we took something that a company, did you buy just parts and put it together or what'd you do?
On this one, yeah.
Okay.
My old computer,
you
what
like
I did
is computer?
I bought some parts
okay.
And then transferred some parts.
Nice.
But this is like the second or third iteration of my computer.
So you just kind of make it fit your needs, your wants.
Well, stuff gets shitty.
Your desires.
Okay. The way you're putting it is strange.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they make new games. So they need better stuff to play them.
Oh.
And this one's ready to go for once I get the the Valve Index VR headset.
Ooh.
Hopefully in the next couple months.
You guys will hear about that for show.
Oh, it's all I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
It's going to take over my life.
Yep.
I'm gonna quit my day job.
Oh, he will.
I'm going to lock myself away.
Yep.
Hook myself up to some IVs.
Yep.
And then just live the rest of my days in VR, as limited as they may be.
Sounds peaceful.
Three or four. Yeah, so that's nice. That. But yeah, no, it's... I like building stuff.
Right.
I like tech.
That's why we're going to... When we mod the cabinet, hopefully in the next week or two here.
Yeah. We're going to drill some holes.
Yeah. So all we're doing, we're taking the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cabinet, the three-quarter cabinet, and we're adding... What are we adding? 12 buttons or something like that?
Yeah.
15 well, buttons?
It's going from two-player to four-player.
Well, no, it's four-player right now.
It's going from four-player to four-player.
It's going from a joystick and four buttons on each player. Or a joystick and two buttons. It's a joystick, right? And two buttons on each player right now. Just jump and attack.
Oh.
And we're going to add four buttons so you can play all the way up to, I don't know, Super Nintendo with four people.
It's going to be sick.
And then on the two center players, which will be players one and two, we're going to add six buttons.
So it's going to have eight buttons total for each player?
No, no, no. So there's going to be four buttons on the two outside guys, and there's going to be six buttons on the two middle guys.
Oh, okay.
Plus a coin button.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So we're going to add all that. We might paint the board that all the joysticks and buttons are on. We might paint that black. Don't know yet.
Yeah.
And then we're going
to... Do you want me to paint a dragon on it?
Nope, I don't. Okay. And then we're going to do... What do we got to do? We got to figure out how to cut plexiglass and put that back on there?
We can Google that.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Why don't you just fucking hit it with a hammer?
And then we'll have a shit ton of games on there. I'm sure immediately we're going to play like NFL Blitz, yep. NBA Jam, and Gauntlet.
God, I'm really fucking excited now.
Yeah. Golden Axe. We're going to play all kinds of cool shit.
Well, there's a friendly little growl coming back.
Where have you been, lady?
I don't know.
I only assume...
I'm sure somewhere, but this is, so history.
I believe is what we used to do.
I don't even know what we do anymore.
To get it out of here.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so let's take a look at the old history.
This week in history, what happened this week in history?
Oh, this
week in pages.
Okay,
because we have encyclopedias here. We don't do that internet shit.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah,
but Theodore Giselle. Was born.
Wait.
In 1904.
I feel like I know him by a different name.
You may know him by his ghostwriter name. I don't know. What's the word I'm thinking of?
That's the right word.
Sure. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
He made a bunch of books.
That rhymed.
Yep. Like The Pussy and a Pompadour.
Oh.
That's one.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
The Cat in the Hat. Green Eggs and Ham.
He wrote 48 books. Wow.
That's more books than me and you combined have written.
Read.
Or wrote.
Yes.
So, whoa, over 200 million copies have been translated to multiple languages. How does that work with the rhyming?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think like the German version, it's like, Ich bin nein.
You know what, not to get off, but I've always wondered that when they, with music, when they like translate music, does it rhyme the same?
No.
Okay.
Like the Narcos theme song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't rhyme. So I don't know. They probably figured it out.
Giselle.
Do you know he went to Dartmouth?
Yeah. I knew that.
Oh. And Oxford?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. So he was doing stuff in
Okay. What I like is that he was rejected by over two dozen publishers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
two dozen companies were like, get your socks and foxes and your one fish, two fish book the fuck out of here, you psycho.
You crazy son of a bitch.
Theodore Giselle.
Let's see here. The Lorax. Remember the Lorax?
Yeah.
They made a movie, I think.
They did. They also made the Grinch movie.
You seen that live action Cat in the Hat movie is fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Who's that? Is Michael Myers in that?
Yeah, the killer, obviously.
Yeah. Strange. Let's see here. Yeah, no, he wrote a bunch of books. He died in 1991.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I guess. Or
I feel like I would have known that.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh.
Well, wait. Yep.
Really? 1991?
Yeah.
I don't even think it was on the news. Dr. Seuss died?
Yeah. I wasn't even alive yet.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't see it.
I mean, I was 3.
Oh.
But I feel like I would have remembered that.
Probably not.
Okay, that's true.
Probably no one told you. But yeah, no, it's good stuff. Good stuff, good books.
And La Jolla, California is where he died.
You know why?
Because when you make it, you go there?
Yep. But yeah, no, and when I was in kindergarten, so this book, the two fish book.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yep, and I for show and tell, I brought the book and read it to my class.
No way. I did the same exact thing. I don't know if it was kindergarten, but like elementary school, I
feel
read
like,
it
yeah,
to my
you probably
would
have read that book in like fifth grade to the class to show yeah. how smart you are.
Yeah. My entire class, I for show and tell, I think it was something yeah. like that. But or we had to pick a book and read it. But like, I read that. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish.
Oh, yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think.
It might be. I don't know. If it wasn't, that's the right way to go.
That's why I would have written it that way.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway.
That's it. Be gone, Jag. All right. Next up in the list of beers is another UFO beer. What's it called? Oh, what's
you have
it called?
The cans in front of you, so I don't know.
Winter Blonde, a seasonal Hefeweizen, and Wintry Delight.
Ooh.
Blonde Vanilla Coffee Ale.
Which I hate coffee.
It doesn't taste like coffee.
It tastes nothing like coffee. So I'm actually enjoying this. It
tastes like shit.
You don't like it? It
tastes garbage. I'm going to take another sip of it.
Because that's so weird, because I actually like this. And it tastes nothing like coffee.
Mm-hmm. It's a mislabeled beer.
Like, based off of their description, I would have never tried this beer.
Yeah. And based on this description, I would have loved this beer.
Yeah.
But it tastes like...
Great.
Sour...
No. What?
Sour... It tastes like the balsamic vagina.
All that illegal THC vaping has fucked up your taste buds.
That's not true. This and also, great. I don't even do that. I do the legal ones.
This is... It tastes fine.
Here like in California, it. Where our studio is, it's legal.
Yeah. Google that.
Or whatever. What the fuck are we... What are we talking about now?
Well, what were we talking about before we got rudely interrupted?
Oh,
Modding?
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about modding games, because people already know we modded the Super Nintendo Classic.
Yeah, which is more of a software modification.
Yeah, that's true.
More than a hardware one.
This is a both, then, that we're going to be doing.
This is. We're venturing into the physical realm.
Yeah.
We're doing... With drills and shit.
Yeah.
So...
We're adding all new buttons. We're not just adding a couple buttons like we said, I guess. All the buttons are coming out and getting all new LED ones that light up.
Yep. And new more better joysticks.
Yeah, a little more solid joysticks.
So that they'll last.
Yep.
Instead of breaking after 13 seconds.
Yep.
Like, I'm sure they probably would.
And then, let's see, a new sound... A new amp, but not new speakers.
Mm.
So
interesting choice.
Yeah, that's just what the kit came with.
Hmm. I think I'd go with Bose ones because I see them. I see them on the commercials on television.
No, I'm not putting any more money into this thing.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers wears the Bose.
They're getting to you, Jake.
What is
he wears them for that commercial and that's it?
You don't. He drowned out all the Bears fans. Remember?
I bet.
Do you remember?
I remember.
Okay.
But, no, you could get all kinds of things with these cabinets. You can get, like, light-up marquees on the top.
You can even build a cabinet from scratch.
You could if you got a fucking bandsaw and a bunch of free time.
Oh.
This show takes up almost, what, 19 hours of our day?
Give or take.
Yeah, definitely take.
Including the naps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the tough. Naps, the meals, the time we're not doing it. Like, it's like 19 hours of the day.
Yeah. So, yeah, we haven't... I feel like Susan hasn't brought us any food in a while.
Susan's been slacking ever since we had that mid-year review with her. Which you think after your review you get better?
You know, usually like there's a bump in it. You know?
Yeah, especially like, during the review when like the only thing you say is you just got to do better.
Yeah, and
that's
they say
it.
Okay,
your review's done.
Yeah,
that just do better.
And this isn't necessarily about. We're not talking about Susan necessarily. We're just talking about in general.
Yeah. We expect a lot out of our employees.
Yeah.
Because we think they expect a lot from us.
Yeah, which is why we try to bring our best.
Every
time.
Every week. We've never missed a week.
Ever.
We've never been late.
Very consistent.
Extremely. And, you know, today we came to an empty building. There should have been 13 employees here.
Yep.
Nobody.
Zero.
The door unlocked. The alarm not set. Just nobody here. Everybody should be here.
It's a goddamn mess.
We had huge mic problems getting started.
That was awful.
Yeah.
It took us almost an hour just to get the fucking microphone set up.
Yeah.
Because nobody was here to fucking do it.
There's usually somebody sets up some sort of cracker.
Yeah.
And cheese dish in the break room. Nothing.
And I mean, I just, it's tearing me apart.
Yeah.
I just expect there's things that you need to have to live.
Yeah. When people are paid almost $8 an hour plus tips, you expect a lot from them.
You expect, I mean.
Like, yeah, it's hard to get tips here in a studio where nobody tips.
Yeah.
But it's
but me and you, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. But those are just our woes.
Yeah.
So we don't want to.
We're stuck in here. Nobody here.
We're stuck in here having to drink all these beers.
The AC is, for some reason, on. It's set to 65.
69.
We get it. That was funny. Whoever left and didn't lock up put it at 69.
That was me.
Oh. Anyway, just us and a beast in the back room just hanging out.
It's a goddamn shit show. Ooga chaka, Derek. What was that?
Jake, I'm hooked on a feeling that was a jaguar.
You know what? I am high on believing you're right.
Wow.
So... let's see what it wants. Probably a movie back.
Oh, it definitely wants a movie back.
Well, let's give it one. Do you have one?
I got one right here in my pocket. Folded up. Took it off the DVD sleeve.
Ooh.
You ready? Let me unfold it.
Okay. It's unfolded now.
A half vampire, half mortal man, becomes a protector of the mortal race while slaying evil vampires.
Can you say vampire one more time?
Vampire.
Perfect. So that's the back of the movie. And you guys can guess what the title of the movie is and send it in to us at thetaskcast@gmail.com.
And we'll give you a little action back.
Yeah.
You give us a little action, we'll give you a little action.
Yeah. A little mutual masturbation
little
of
tip?
The mind.
I believe they're remaking this film.
Really?
In the next year or two.
With the same actor?
No.
With?
I'm not going to give it out.
Oh, okay. I have a guess, but I'm not going to say it. Wait till next week. All right. Well, we're running out of time here, so we're going to do the final beer of the episode, which is another one of these UFO beers.
And it's the final beer of the on-air episode. Behind the scenes,
we've had more beers than these beers.
So we're almost being forced to quit this episode kind of right now.
Well, because they said that I can't drive home unless... this is my last one.
Yeah.
And also, I blew up a .2
yeah.
on the blood alcohol thing we got in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, good to drive, because it's below .08.
I'm telling you, Jake, it's not a blood alcohol thing. Quit putting your mouth over that hole in the stall and blowing into it. It's not a blood alcohol thing that shouts out your number. That's just some guy that yells numbers when you do that. But anyway, keep going. You let that sink in for a while.
Well... to erase the memory that you just gave me, we're going to try this pineapple thing. It's called pineapple.
Also from UFOs,
their winter line?
Yeah.
I guess this is to bring out the tropicalness in winter.
Why not? Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, pretend like it's summer. So this luscious Hefeweizen bursts with tropical flavor. Kind of like that guy burst that .2 in my mouth. So... I haven't tried this yet. I'm going to take a sip of this Hefeweizen.
I'll explain it as he does it. He's just drinking it.
That's pretty fucking good.
Isn't it great?
It's less pineapple than I thought
it would be. I had one earlier as we're making this one.
And I did not. This is pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It's like Blue Moon with like pineapple aftertaste.
But slight.
Slight.
People fuck up pineapple a lot.
It kind of lingers a little bit.
Yeah, people fuck pineapple up.
Yeah. So, not bad.
Yeah.
I got to give props to this UFO brewing thing.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
Yeah.
Just a random
one. I don't like
grab.
The Winter Blonde, but you really liked it. The raspberry one is awesome.
I think I liked all of them. Uh-oh.
You just found a new favorite beer.
Oh, my God.
Brand, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're based in a different country or something.
Yeah.
So that's good. Boston, Massachusetts, and Windsor, Vermont. Interesting.
Yes.
So, shout out to you guys at UFO. Thanks for sponsoring the video. Did they sponsor this?
For $0, yes.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that's about it for the show. Unless, oh, you had a tip you wanted to give?
How much time's left?
Not a lot.
Uh-oh, not enough then. I did have a tip on how to get out of voting in the up-and-coming presidential election.
Oof. That, oh.
Yeah, so looks like you're stuck making a vote since I don't have that tip.
God damn it. Well, that'll
be
fun.
You know what? Maybe we can get it in before the election. We'll see how much time we have.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We're booked pretty solid.
So. Yeah. But yeah, no. Unfortunately, that is the end of the show. And like always, if you guys want to reach out to us at thetaskcast@gmail.com, our Twitter, Facebook, subreddit, all the things we have now.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, we have
tune in next
stuff.
Week for the movie back answer. Now that we're back,
that's
we're
right.
off of
we're
the
doing movie back.
We're off of that couple of week, month stretch of whatever we
it
were
was
doing.
It like a month and
this.
A half. Of Star Wars.
It was it?
Yeah.
I don't say the S word anymore. The SW word.
Oh. Short wizard?
Yeah. But if
next
yeah.
week's episode. We're
out of time. I'm
it.
Guessing you gotta get back to the bathroom. You wanna try that breathalyzer again probably?
Yeah, I do.